ChristianWatchman.com today.
The Republicans push to figure out a way that everybody pays the same amount. Herman Cain says it's 999. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas who wants to be president, says everybody pays 20%. How about that? I say somewhere in between might be better. Welcome to America Tonight, at least this version of it this hour. My name's Kate Delaney. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what the president has to offer on mortgage relief. How many of you are stuck in a mortgage that you just can't afford? Are you in double digits? When did you buy your house? And did something in your life change? And unfortunately, your life changed dramatically, perhaps at the wrong time in our economy. So it was a double whammy. Talk to the people in California. Talk to the people in Nevada. They seem to have it the worst. In California, the governor, Jerry Brown, will tell you, oh, things are looking better and the sun's going to come out tomorrow. Well, it always comes out in California, so I don't know what he's selling, because I know a lot of people that would like to escape from more than L.A., from the entire state and all that it has to offer as far as grabbing you tightly and not letting you get out of the state lines, because you can't even afford to move because you can't sell your house. So we're going to talk about his mortgage relief plan, whether Congress will even buy it, and whether it will actually work or not. And then right from the top, it's just so sad, and I don't understand it. I thank God every day that I went to school where I didn't have to go through a metal detector. And when we went out into the parking lot, remember those days? Oh, we loved it. When we were ushered out into the parking lot, it was for a fire drill. It wasn't because somebody was shooting in the school and we were running for our lives, or we were on the other side of the building and we were still in a panic and being ushered out because two of our classmates, who we never even heard of, were shooting up a storm in the building. That's awful. And I'll tell you about that in a second here, too. I hate seeing those little crawls across, you know, the television screen when I'm flipping around, or, you know, if I'm on the iPhone or whatever it is, doesn't matter. You all see it as well. And I'm wondering if you have that same reaction. Did you grow up in a time where you didn't have to worry about that? You weren't thinking about that. That wasn't we weren't weighing the option of, geez, maybe the teacher, just like in Israel, maybe they should have a gun. Maybe the professor should be packing just in case somebody flips out and decides to come into the particular classroom that you're in, or lecture if you're talking about college or whatever it is, and bring in an AK-47 and who knows what else, and decides to just pick people off for whatever reason. Speaking of people being picked off, they're hacked off, as I mentioned, with this mortgage thing. So the president is playing up to all of the things that are killing Americans lately, including foreign affairs-wise, you know, the hunt for Gaddafi and how much did we spend with the aerial support, Iraq, all those years in Iraq, time to leave, we're going to be home for the holidays. We spent too much money. We spilled too much blood. This was a campaign promise. And so the next area is the mortgages. Because frankly, and all of us know this, part of the reason that our economy, a big part of the reason that our economy is in the situation that it's in, is because of the subprime lending practices that were killing us. Because of the double-crossing, double-dealing, greedy people that were involved with the banks, with the mortgage companies, and were flipping these things like they were flipping burgers in the middle of Manhattan at a stand where you waited for an hour plus just to get up to a window and grab one quickly. Because that's what happened. The word spread. They don't even ask you if you have a job or not. You just tell them whatever you want to tell them, and boom, before you know it, you're in a $250,000 house, and you don't even know how you're going to pay for it. So we're paying for it. Everyone in America is paying for it. Doesn't matter if I did it the right way and killed myself to get one. Doesn't matter if all of you listening did the same thing. We're in this together. We're in this together. So the president goes to Las Vegas and outlines this plan to offer hundreds of thousands of Americans relief. Relief. And one of the things that he said, it's called a takeaway line. It's a bumper sticker, like Herman Cain's 999. We can't wait. This might be what this is going to be about. We can't wait. In fact, I bet you it will be. Hope you can count on. It's going to, this time around, it's going to be, we can't wait. So he's blaming it on Congress, saying it's dysfunctional. They can't do their job. If they can't, I will. He was in a Vegas neighborhood, one of the hardest. Of course, Nevada, one of the hardest states, as I already said, hit by the housing crisis. And he called the housing bubble the single greatest cause of the financial crisis and the recession. Really? No kidding. In fact, in his own words, check it out.
This is going to help a lot more homeowners refinance at lower rates, which means consumers save money, those families save money, and it gets those families spending it again, and it also makes it easier for them to make their mortgage payments so that they don't lose their home and bring down home values in the neighborhood. That's no excuse for just saying no to Americans who need help right now. It's no excuse for all the games and the gridlock that we've been seeing in Washington. People out here don't have a lot of time or a lot of patience for some of that nonsense that's been going on in Washington.
All right, so now the new rules announced by the Federal Housing Finance Agency, right, include removing caps for underwater people, the borrowers who are underwater, and cutting the cost of refinancing. So if you meet, they say, certain requirements, you have the chance to refi at a lower rate, which would save you hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year in mortgage payments. With the jobs plan on ice, the president is going to really push this, I'm certain, saying that we have to do this. We have to help the people here. This will help turn things around. And so my question then becomes, you know, in making this difference, somebody said to me, well, okay, we bail out the banks. We give them a second chance, but they're not loaning. They're not loaning. And how are you supposed to get that? Banks aren't lending unless you have a really good credit rating. And a really good credit rating isn't what it used to be. It's a crazy number now. You know, the FICO number is not what it used to be. So the standards for being able to nab that are still going to be pretty tough. I can poke a few holes in this. And besides which, a lot of the damage that was done by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, those liar's loans, to all the people who couldn't afford to pay them back. So now we eat hundreds of billions of dollars in bad loans. The rest of us have paid the price, right? Bringing new meaning to what's in it for me. More coming up around the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
Another version of We Can Count during this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you want to throw in your two, grab up that phone and hit 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I'm sure that this audience, if I were to imagine how most of you are living, I bet you that we span across all kinds of economic types of people. You know, what's in the question, what's in your wallet? Some of you are doing good, some of you are doing okay, and some of you are having a rough time of it. So I'm thinking many, many, many people have bailed and gotten apartments, because I see that around me, that where people say, yeah, geez, you know, I don't want to do that home thing again, because I got burnt last time around and the values aren't holding, and, you know, on and on the list grows. It used to be that part of the American dream was you had to own a home. I mean, that was the goal. Boom, getting a house. Now I'm not so sure that that's what the thought is. Well, but wait, isn't that that write-off? Oh, that's that write-off. They're trying to take that write-off away. So now you have the president saying, oh, listen, you know, what are we waiting for? This is a whole new game. We need to lower those rates, bring them down 6%, 7% lower than that, refinance, help these people who are underwater. But what about everybody else who didn't get those great deals anyway? See, that's the problem. So some people are getting a fresh hand. Other people are getting nothing, and we're stuck with the bill. And still yet, other people who should be able to get a fresh hand can't get one because they can't get a loan from the banks that we, the taxpayers, bailed out and gave all the money to. You know what? And there's this thing that is stuck in our throats. There's an old saying about not being able to unring a bell. And I think with the banks too big to fail, you can't unring that bell. And that whole federal bailout thing was a nightmare. And the president in Nevada, especially, he's also stuck with that. Because if you remember back a couple of years ago, the president took a chunk out of the corporations that were using the bailout money to take trips to Las Vegas because they made huge headlines. Remember that? There was even some government agencies that were doing it or going to the Super Bowl. And that was his catchphrase. He kept saying that, you know, that families can't gamble away college tuition. You can't blow a bunch of cash in Vegas when you're trying to save for college, all that kind of stuff. And that also stuck in the craw of a lot of people in that state. I'm going to say that this time around, there's a good chance Nevada is definitely a swing state, that Nevada absolutely goes Republican. I would not be shocked by it. I mean, this is, and you think of Las Vegas especially, very Democratic, very urban, all that kind of stuff. So the president wants Nevada support for re-election because he won pretty easily. But I'm not so sure because this time around, economically, it is so ugly there. There's no magic wand to erase that. Al's listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, you know, until the bailouts happened about in 2008 or 3 years ago with the bailouts, I had never, this is how stupid I am, I had never heard of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And, like, my eyesight has gone in the tank, like the economy, so I can't go on their website or Wikipedia, surf the internet to find out. Are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac exclusive?
Government. It was government's version. Yes.
What department are they part of?
Well, think about it. Think of Barney Frank. Think about loans that were set up. Essentially, that what they referred to is it's a government-sponsored enterprise, if you will, to help people get help people get lower housing costs and access to that money they couldn't get otherwise. So that was the whole idea. The lower people who couldn't afford it. And it's, so it's government sponsored, basically. That's what they are. They're not basically, they are government sponsored. So think about that. Think about this. When everybody, you know, they were tanking, they were giving out bogus loans too, and everybody else was taken out. And yet they were still standing. They were still standing. So it's the Federal Housing Finance Agency, right, who they're government-sponsored enterprises. That's what they are, the GSEs. That's what they are. They're part of that National Mortgage Association.
So basically Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are they're fairly new then, eh? They're fairly recent. Or are they real old policies?
No, they've been around for a while, and it's part of the Treasury. You know,
I saw Barney Frank on Jon Stewart's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he said it wasn't my fault, it wasn't the Democrats' fault that these banks lend out trillions of dollars to people that couldn't pay it back on houses they couldn't afford. That money was supposed to be used to build rental apartments. Does that make any sense to you? Because Barney Frank said that this money was supposed to be lent out to build rental apartments and people townhouses for people to rent. It wasn't meant to be allow people to buy expensive houses that they couldn't afford and that the bank would have to foreclose on, like all of the mortgages. So do Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, do they have money that they lend out, or do they just...
That's what they were. They were loaning money, but they were part of that credit default swap market thing.
And then they were turning around and selling and bundling these together,
yes,
and selling them to somebody else.
Yes, yes.
And then the people that they sold to, they ate the loss. Well, they didn't eat the loss. They were bailed out by the government then.
Well, see, remember this. Let me just give you an example. If you go back a few years, let's say if you go back 5 years, so that would be what, 2006, Fannie and Freddie insured somewhere in the neighborhood of like 24-25% of the subprime loans we're talking about. So they needed to keep those loans. They had to be solid loans, and that was the problem, Al. And they got caught in the same thing. So the funds were used to get mortgages from the originating banks, but they were part of the crisis. They were part of the subprime mortgage crisis. So Fannie and Freddie were squarely in the middle of it too. That was the government there.
So basically a credit default swap is kind of like insurance then, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, totally. You got it. You nailed it. And that's why there were so many people. There were people that made money on that. I mean, tons of money, a risky investment, and then people who lost money.
How on earth can you make, if I lend somebody $200,000 at 1% interest, I'm not making a heck of a lot of money.
You have a ton of it. There was a ton of it pushed through, and so they made money and pressed the loans and sold them on to somebody else. Remember, and some people don't even know where their original loan is anymore. It got lost.
It's not very good to own a house when there's not a job within driving distance of that house. But basically, when a bank repossesses a house and there's no jobs in the area, who is that bank going to sell the house to?
Yeah, you're stuck. Yeah.
So the bank, but you know,
sometimes the bank does a short sale, gets it, buys it back, whatever,
and
sells it. We'll do a
question.
Short sale with it.
How much money did Washington D.C. give out in terms of out cash give outs as opposed to lending, opposed to loans? Did Washington give out a big whack of money just as a straight gift, or was it all loans? Or is it mostly loans that Washington, when they bailed out the banks and the car companies, they were mostly loans, weren't they?
They were mostly loans, and they were supposed to be paid back, and a lot of them haven't been. Like in the case of Fannie and Freddie, that's what I was talking about with a conservatorship, if you want to use the official word. And just a couple of years ago, that's when, because they had so much, you know, the failure was definitely there, the Treasury Department committed $200 billion for each one. They felt like that was going to be enough. And so you think of, you know, how much are Fannie and Freddie responsible for? 56% or something like that of mortgages.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No attorneys to plead my case, no OAS to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be jeweled with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble, yeah. I deserve my life down. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble.
So the president has a new tagline that they'll probably be using in the election run for the second term, and it starts in Las Vegas, although the reception was kind of medium. In some corners of Las Vegas or Nevada, they like the prez still. I mean, think of the unions and all that, heavily Democratic. But then there are many who say forget about it because the economy here is just like is deathly. There's like a death grip that the desert has on us, and our houses are sinking, and we're sinking along with it. So it was a stroke of brilliance, actually, to do this in that state, to say, look, hundreds and thousands of you have a chance for relief, so let's not wait. We can't afford to wait. Let's jump on this now and refinance it and not ask a lot of questions, except for that the people won't qualify again. Because really, who's refinancing this? I want to know. Who is going to do the refinancing where they're going to feel comfortable with that? Oh, so you had a job at one point, but now you don't have any job. And in your home, people are stringing together freelance positions, No problem. Let's work on that refi. And I'm being sarcastic, but it's the truth. So the we can't wait mantra is going to be what I think that they're going to start to put out there. You're going to start to see those placards, you know, where you see people behind the president when he's on somewhere. I mean, yeah, they had to come up with something. So, you know, the whole we can't wait. But we can't wait. There was 4 years before this, and that's the problem. I mean, look at this, the toll of this housing crisis. One in every 118 homes in the state of Nevada got a foreclosure notice in September. Woo! I don't like those numbers. Do you like those numbers? So now you have a chance to get the mortgage even lower. Some of them have 6 or 7% mortgage rates, so you can refi and get a lower rate. How many people have been paying their mortgage for a long time and they have 8 or 9 or 10, maybe even higher than that? But the Federal Housing Finance Agency is going to remove the caps to say you can refinance, but only if they owed up to 25% more than their homes are worth. And they're going to extend it to 2013. How about that? Because it was supposed to end. So till 2013. Big sad news. I announced it at the beginning when we cracked open the mic. The worst thing in the world to me is to see a bunch of teenagers or any school-aged kids walking through a parking lot, not giggling and joking because, somebody pulled the fire alarm and we're outside getting a break that we wanted. Instead, from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a high school student was shot and it shatters, you know, that protective, and maybe I shouldn't say that anymore. Maybe you're just, you send your kid off to school and even if you think that it's a decent school, what can they do? I mean, how much lockdown can you have at some of these schools, at these high schools? So the girl was shot in the neck at an outdoor lunch break. So they locked down both campuses. It's exactly what happened in Fayetteville, where you had a 15-year-old girl in the hospital, and they're still trying to figure out how it happened. How is somebody at a lunch break and they're shot? They say it's one of the strangest things they've ever come across. That's all they're doing. They hear a pop. No one sees a gun. The girl's in 10th grade. She falls to the ground. They look around all over the place to see, did anyone see where that came from? There wasn't any chaos at that time. The student is in stable condition. And they're trying not to talk about very much about the injury and what happened. They locked down the schools, a high school and a middle school, for hours. School buses, students are searched for hours before they're released. It's dark. It's past dinner time. People are frightened, right? And, you know, they're pushing. You think you go all the way back to 1999, and you think of Columbine High School and, you know, what happened there where you had Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, who killed 12 kids and a teacher and injured 21 other students, and then they took their own lives. And all of a sudden, after that, you had it could be every couple of weeks, or maybe I'm being too dramatic, maybe it's every few months, you'll hear about a shooting, and you just shake your head and say, well, you know, what's that about? Who's doing that? Who's trying? Is this like an errant sniper? You know, the sheriff is right. What a strange thing. We don't know what happened, and we're tossing around ideas. So we have no clue at this point. We're trying to identify it, but the threat is we think it's teenage shooters. We think, again, this could be a relatable thing to somebody who knew the kids. That's where we're headed with it. We believe that that's the plausible scenario. Unless you have some sniper that's just randomly shooting kids when they're outside of a school. So they've got two teenagers now that are held in that North Carolina shooting. And it just makes no sense. So now, who's ever in any of these schools, anyone who's younger, whatever kind of security they have, you can bet, and the school is Cape Fear, you can bet they're going to beef that up. Now, they had surveillance cameras, and their surveillance cameras helped because they found a .22 rifle and shell casings, on the grounds of the high school where the shooting happened at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, is it personal? Or was it random? Ultimately, why did this happen? Parents are running to the school. They're thinking that it's a gang thing. They're thinking that might have been something else. And they're trying to figure out what the motivation was behind it. Rick in Illinois. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you a question. When you went to school, did you go to school in Illinois? High school? When you went to school, you didn't have metal detectors and there wasn't
cops constantly
circling the building. And anytime, it's like I said, when you left the building, you were either trying to cut class, go to lunch, or it was a fire drill, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. We didn't have all that stuff.
Nope, either way.
When you got in the fight, you fought with your fist. After it's over with, it's over with. That's it.
Yeah.
The bully left you alone after that.
True.
He got whipping, but he left you alone, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Stood up to him and all that. But
yeah.
Sound like some kids are jealous. Got dumped by the girl, or she made fun of him, or they're picking on him, or something. It happens all the time in high school. Take out some kid and just pick on him mercilessly, so that might be revenge or something.
Yeah, it seems like it's something like that.
Yeah. I mean, these kids nowadays, I don't know what's wrong with them or what, but, you got 10-year-old, 11-year-old kids that get mad over a video game, go grab a gun, shoot their friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's what it sounds like. But.
Yeah, it's something crazy, and that's what I'm saying. Would you want to be a kid in school now? There's certain opportunities that are there, but then you get out of school, there's no jobs. And then when you're in school, it's like a minefield of what you have to navigate around. Like you said, bullies who won't leave you alone, even if you're just a normal, decent kid. The possibility of who knows what could happen if you're on a big campus going through metal detectors. I mean, that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, America today.
Teachers can't discipline the kids either, so what are you going to do?
Yes, and I think that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is the fact that their hands are so tied, and then it's all about the testing. So really the student is the one who's caught in the middle of this. How can you teach a class and not have the authority to discipline the kids in a class? How can you do that? Because, it's like the old saying, boys will be boys and whatever.
Yeah.
How can you not discipline them?
You got to have discipline in class.
Yeah, you do, or you're not, or you just have chaos.
And the teacher tries something, do something. Well, got lawyers and suing them and, in front of the school board and harassing. It's the teacher's fault trying to make the kid to behave or something. So.
Yeah.
They just need to go back to the old days where the teacher rules the room and that's it. If you don't abide by the rules, you're kicked out of school.
Yeah.
Too soft on them and everything.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's what it is. It's like it was like when people started talking about the nanny state because you couldn't have what was it, dodgeball anymore because you couldn't possibly throw the ball at somebody. I mean, come on. If the kids are like that, then what do they know? Rick, thanks. What do they know when they get out in the real world? And the answer is they don't know how to compete. They don't know how to survive. And they certainly can't thrive if they're not learning some of that when they're in school. It's called the School of Hard Knocks. You got to have at least a little bit of that, for goodness sake, right?
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. like Sea Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Topping weekend count. Did you see if there's little red envelopes in the mail? You know what I'm talking about. Netflix. Netflix once again proving that when you have a good thing, maybe sometimes you just need to leave it alone. Or if you have to raise the price, you don't do it to the tune of 60%, even if you think it's only a couple of dollars. Netflix shareholders have to be pretty weary. The video subscription services really laid an egg. They did it in July when they decided they were going to increase the prices because of the whole streaming versus getting DVDs in the mail. Now, since the third quarter report has been released, they've talked about another dip. Here's what's interesting. Netflix shares have gone down $33 or 28%. They're now $85.75 in trading. This stock just 3.5 months ago was $300+. You want to buy one share in it? $300. Now $85.75. So once again, the news that comes out, it's they fell below 100 in 14 months, and they lost 60%. Since they decided to raise their prices 60%, they lost a big chunk of their subscribers, as many as 100,000. Oh, 100,000. How crazy is that? Go back to my theory. When you have a good thing, be careful. So, down in September, down, they end September with 23.8 million U.S. subscribers. So, that's down 800,000 altogether, for, if you count all the months before. And they predicted they would lose about 600 U.S. subscribers. So, they were a little bit low on that. Ooh. We'll see what happens with the streaming subscriptions. Will that pop up a little bit more? So if you break the quarters up, like I said, you get to 800. So you multiply the 100 and then the 600 and then throw in another 2 and you're about 800. Wow. I guess there's nowhere to go but up, perhaps. How about this one? High tech. We always talk about this. Everything is so high tech now. We can't get it fast enough, can we? So they've got this yapper zapper that blocks cell phone signals. They say up to a 30-foot radius. And what you do is it costs you about $100. And it's a mini cell phone jammer. And it'll block cell phone signals for that amount of, you know, that amount of feet that I just mentioned, so 30 feet. So anybody essentially wouldn't be able to get you. They would be blocked basically. And they call it a pesky yapper. So in other words, you're in a movie theater, you're in a museum, you're in a meeting, you're pick a place, any place, your neighbor, somebody's just doing something rude with the phone, and you decide that you're going to block their signal, but you can't get caught. Because if you're caught blocking cell signals, do you know what the fine is? $11,000. $11,000. I don't know. Can you plead ignorance? And $100, you can get to all those people that annoy you on the train. Oh, can you see? In the middle, their phone call just falls out. Boom! And they can't figure out what happened. Every single day of my life, somebody is on the phone in unbelievable places. Definitely, definitely, definitely in the movie theater. I've seen that time and time again. Phones aren't turned off. Phones aren't turned off in churches. People are on phones when they're checking out a grocery line, and there's a whole line of people behind them, and they're going, blah, 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 blah. But I said, don't you remember, and did you get that file, and whatever they're saying. And all the people are waiting, and they're trying to check out, and it's crazy because they're delaying people because they're focused on their conversation. Even today in my own neighborhood, a guy's walking a dog, and he's on the phone so loud walking down the street. And so he's walking down the street, and you think, no big deal, except for that he walked into a neighbor's car because he wasn't paying attention. Now, I guess you could say he didn't shatter their glass or do anything to it. He did hurt himself. Why? Because he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. He was too busy blathering on and on the phone. Not to mention that his dog left a present and he didn't pick it up. Why? Because he was on the phone. Yeah, you get my drift here. I like the idea of the zapper, but just don't get caught if you end up getting one. Don't get caught if you bring a gun to an airport, too. Can you claim that you didn't know what you were doing? A loaded handgun fell out of a checked bag that was being loaded on to a plane in L.A. at the LAX terminal. And, of course, you can carry an unloaded firearm in checked luggage on flights as long as you tell the airline. Alaska Airlines wasn't notified about a .38 caliber handgun that fell out of a duffel bag that was going on to a flight that was headed to Portland. The gun owner was questioned by police, was allowed to board a later flight for Oregon, and the TSA says the bag passed screening for explosives. They do screen for firearms and carry-on luggage, but it's not what they do in checked luggage. Wow, that seems kind of crazy, though, in a way, doesn't it? okay, checked luggage, so someone's not going to get down to the checked luggage, you would think. But what happens, I mean, I'm thinking kind of sinister-like, but what happens if they have stuff that they checked and, well, like a checked firearm, and then they get off and they're getting the bag? What if they wanted to cause some kind of mayhem at the airport? Certainly they could do that pretty easy if they had the weapon there. I don't know. I believe that if there's a will, there's a way. And if somebody wants to get through some of the systems at our airports, you know what? I think they're going to figure out a way to do it. Usually they're figuring out a way to get behind the scenes. That's how a lot of this stuff has happened in the past, because they're able to crack the code and become employed by the airport or whatever it is, and they have access. To me, that's even the much more scarier scenario, I think. But how many people knew that, sure, if you have an unloaded gun, you're taking it somewhere to another destination, you call, you notify them, then it's okay, you get the thumbs up to do it. I'm not so sure that a lot of people didn't realize that you couldn't, or had no idea what the rules actually are as far as that's concerned, that you could do that. Normally I could care less what happens in Hollywood and what happens in some of these reality shows. I mean, the world does operate, though, in reality land, because people like the shows. They do. They like, you know, everything from, what do they have, teen pregnancy, teen mom show, to housewives of pick a place, wherever it is. And, of course, the singing things are very popular, whether it's Singing Off or what's the other one, American Idol, or, you know, pick one, Dancing with the Stars. There's not singing there except for by the people that are, you know, singing the tunes that they're dancing to, but, and the groups that come on. But you get my drift. I mean, it's a reality. They're dancing, whatever. So Jennifer Lopez, who apparently is splitting up with her husband, broke down on stage. She was performing some kind of song, and she was at Mohegan Sun. Ooh, one of my favorite places. All of you in Connecticut, I bet you've moseyed on down there a few times. They were having their 15th anniversary, and she just broke down. She ran off stage. She was performing a song called Until It Beats No More, right? And she had enough of it. She couldn't handle it. So the 42-year-old actress, she exited stage left. Wonder who she was thinking about. I mean, she's had a pretty big history of some famous men. P. Diddy, Ben Affleck, Chris Judd, you know, the latest one, Mark Anthony. I'm not sure. Do we care? She is an American Idol, after all. A lot of people watch American Idol. At least somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 26 million of you do. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me, americatonight.net.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
You will respect my authority.